Let's talk a little more business. We like to do it every Wednesday with our good friend Stephen Boucher. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can hear every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, and I like to talk money, too.
So let's do it. Just what the stock market needed, huh? It's not enough that we've got supply chain issues. It's not enough that we've got massive deficits. We've got inflation, all that stuff. We need a little U.S.-China tension, too.
Yeah, well, you know, this is Pelosi's trip to Taiwan is really stirring things up. In some way, you say, you know, isn't it great because she's going to show them that China's not going to talk them down. On the other hand, you have China being the second largest economy in the world, the U.S. at $21 trillion approximately, China at about $15 trillion, and then you have Taiwan like the 21st, 22nd largest country at less than $1 trillion. So China has its eyes set on Taiwan because it feels it's a breakaway country and it wants it back. So there's a lot of attention there. But the markets look like they're going to be up today. So it looks as though her trip didn't do a whole lot to really steer the market off its course.
Taiwan, I believe, is one of the world's biggest suppliers of chips and semiconductor stuff, which is why, among other reasons, it's so important. That leads to what we found out last week, Senator Schumer talking about money being brought to the Capital Region and to New York State to help make chips be manufactured here in the country. And he thinks there's a very good chance that Albany is going to get this major hundreds of billions of dollars of money to make New York the epicenter of chip manufacturing. A, do you think that's going to happen? B, how huge would it be?
One, I'm hopeful that it'll happen. When you think about how the Capital Region area beat out Austin, Texas, San Jose, California, and so many other countries around the world to have Global Foundries come and make its home right here in Malta, and all of those trickle-down companies, Doug, that have come in behind it. And we are known. We have a great workforce. We are ready to take on more action. So I'm hopeful that this will happen. And I think it's important. I think that when you look at the world, to have the Capital Region area on the map, it makes us stand out. And I think that's one of the reasons why living in the Capital Region is pretty fruitful compared to so many other places around the country.
Taiwan, I think, makes like 90% of the world's advanced chips, and we all know what the chip shortage did during COVID. Wouldn't it be nice if the Capital Region produced like 25% of that? That'd be fantastic. So fingers crossed on that. Speaking of the Capital Region, I know you're a man who loves the horses. I know you're a man who loves Saratoga. I have a feeling with the Hall of Fame induction coming up on Friday, the Whitney on Saturday, I have a feeling you're looking forward to this weekend, Stephen Boucher.
Well, you know, I may get my hair and nails done again. Maybe, you know, just maybe. But no, in all seriousness, the Whitney Stakes is one of the greatest races. It's for horses that are 4 years and older. And just to remind the listening audience, to be in the Triple Crown series, the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, and even the Travers, you have to be a three-year-old horse. So these are horses that were really running competitively last year. And if you're 4 years or older, you can get in. And it's got a pretty good lineup. There's about six horses. Three of them are trained by Todd Fletcher. So he's got a really good chance of winning this million-dollar race. And it'll be one of the more exciting Saturdays at Saratoga.
If getting your nails done involves a pedicure, would you please tweet out a photo for us?
You know, I'm okay being a metrosexual. I'm a sensitive guy of the new century, and I'm good with that, Doug.
We'll just leave it right there, and we'll see what comes of it. How about that? Stephen Boucher, always appreciate the talk, and always appreciate the laugh as well. We will be listening on Saturday and Sunday right here in WGY for Let's Talk Money.
Thank you, Doug. Stay well.